This is TLV1.
You are listening to Cole Cambridge.
This is TLV1. You're listening to the sounds of none other than Cole Cambridge, the world's number one in Israeli and Jewish music. And I'm, of course, DJ Antiphasis here for our June show. It's going to be absolutely massive. Something very, very special coming today. So do not go anywhere for the next hour. I do want to, of course, open by thanking all our supporters out there. Of course, we've now been supported by you, the listeners, for a couple of months. And I just want to do a big up to all of you who keep coming and keep supporting. It's amazing. It's really touching. We're close to getting actually self-sustainable for that one show a month because we've got a kind of special one-off grant this year. And a little bit more, you know, keep it coming. We may even be able to go back to two shows a month. So for more information on that, just go to our website, colecambridge.com. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/colecambridge. Go on to, and there's a link to our Patreon. All sorts of benefits for people who sign up. And of course, for our special patrons, Dizengoff level above, they get a regular shout out every show. I like to big up our big supporters, Lisa and Steve, Zev and Naomi, my main man Irving, and of course the people behind the ROI community. Mad love. Really appreciate the support. I'm feeling real sentimental right now because I am celebrating 10 years in Israel, right? It's a decade since I made Aliyah. It's kind of crazy to think about it. I'm doing all sorts of things to like try and process that situation. And one of them is thinking about the music. You know, there's been some amazing music here over the past decade, and this show is going to be dedicated to that. So it's going to be a little bit different from normal. We're going to be going year by year, my song of the year over the past decade, talking about how it, you know, impacted my Aliyah to an extent. And I hope you enjoy the journey. I want to open up with a song that was just all over the place when I moved here. Like every time I went out, every club, every radio kind of, it was blaring out. Every taxi I took, you could hear it. And it was a song that really like brought me into this world. I mean, I was in it before, but like really brought me strong back into this world of like the Middle Eastern style pop. It was by Dudu Aharon, who like was, like, I was listening to him nonstop, you know, the first few years I was here. I still love what he's doing. And the song is called Tagidula. Absolute banger. Like when I first started touring, I used to get people dancing on the bus to this. Still get people dancing on the bus to this. It means tell her, and I hope you'll be dancing at home because this is absolutely fantastic. 2010, Tagidula by Dudu Aharon.
הנשמה שאיתו אני רף הכי גבוה החיוך הדומות המבט הליטוף ששובים את ליבי כל רגע היא יודעת שהיא מבקרת אותי לא יכול לצאת לי ממנה מנסה לפתות ומצליחה כל היום חושב עליה תגידו לה שיש הוא שמבקש להיות האיש הכי קרוב אליה תגידו לה שאם היא לא היא לא תסכים אני הולך כאן לנצח תגידו לה שיש הוא שמבקש להיות האיש הכי קרוב אליה תגידו לה שאם היא לא היא לא תסכים אני הולך כאן לנצח שעות של שנינו לא יכול לחכות עוד דקה לפחות אני חייב לרוץ אליה היא יודעת שהיא מבקרת אותי לא יכול לצאת ממנה מנסה לפתות ומצליח לבקש להיות האיש הכי קרוב אליה. תגידו לה שאם היא לא, היא לא תסכים, אני הולך כאן לנצח. תגידו לה שיש בחור שמבקש להיות האיש הכי קרוב.
Yo, Dudu Aharone with Tagidu La. I just remember like dancing to that literally around my flat. By the way, it's going to be a bit different today. I'm going to be talking a little bit more. I hope that's cool. But of course, as always, let us know what you think. You can get in touch very easily. Request at colcambridge.com. Tweet us at colcambridge. Fill in the contact form at www.colcambridge.com and facebook.com/colcambridge2. Yo, the next song, I got to do a shout out to my main man, Orr. Or was my colleague when I was working here in you know, big corporate world. He was, you know, not the sort of guy, I guess a bit like me, you'd expect to be listening to Mizrahi music. But like, we'd often be late in the office and he would just like put on these tunes and crank them up. And it'd be me and him and we'd be like waving our hands around. And every now and again, someone else would pop in and just like run away, basically. They were like, what on earth is going on? And he introduced me to this next song, which was at the time a kind of up and coming artist who's basically become the artist of the decade, I think. And that is Omer Adam. So this was really the track that really got me into Omer Adam. And it's called Baniti Alayich. You know, it's a lot more kind of like of a Middle Eastern rhythm than some of his more contemporary stuff. Showcasing his, you know, his Sil Salim over there, his like vocal styles, melodies, and it's just like a banger. What can I say? It's a banger. I remember also having this track on heavy rotation, and I want you guys to enjoy it as well. Baniti Alayich, I was built on you. It's like a slang. He's obviously talking to a young lady.
שכזה ואין בי שום חשש אם את מלכודת דבש לא אכפת לי כבר לטבוע פנה ואת עוברת ברחוב עם סמלה ובשיבר כבר כל העיר המולה נכון לא כל מה שנוצץ הוא זהב אבל נראה לי שאני יש מסיבה ואת רוקדת במרכז הרחבה נכון לא כל מה שנוצץ הוא זר אבל נראה לי שאני מאוהב רק אל תשברי לי את הלב כי בניתי עלייך בניתי עלייך לפני שפגשתי אותך כבר חלמתי עלייך חלמתי עלייך רק אל תרסקי
חלמתי עלייך
TLV1, listening to Cole Cambridge as always. And that was my main man, Omar Adam, at a point where he actually had to like say in the song, they had to go, "It's Omar Adam, by the way, guys." You know, he was really like kind of at the beginning back then. And yeah, I just absolutely, absolutely love that track. And that's definitely got to be my song for 2011. Look at where Omar Adam is now, of course. Absolutely just everywhere. 2012. I discovered this group of people called the Revivo Project. And, you know, they've been on the show. If you've been listening for a while, you'll know their stuff. What I loved about the Revivo Project, firstly, was they clearly were really enjoying themselves. These three guys just having a great time. Second, they were taking old classic songs and bringing them into like medleys and like bringing them for a new generation. Now, a lot of these songs I wasn't familiar with. Like a lot of people who grew up here knew these songs. They're real classics. But for me, it was like a window and a way to like learn even more about like kind of the classics of Mizrahi music. And also what I loved is like, you know, their embracing of like Jewish culture and religion. It's, you know, they're not religious guys. They're not secular guys, you know, But like they would, you know, embrace that, and they put out a Shabbat medley as a single, which, you know, I was like, where in the world could you put out that as a single and it would actually like rock up the charts? And so, you know, that's one of the things, you know, I've spoken about on the show before. I like that like Israeli singers, you know, are happy to engage with religious texts. Some even secular singers will engage with religious texts and bring those into their music. So like 2012, this was like always my entry into Shabbat. I'd be rocking this medley, and I'm not gonna play the whole thing, it's quite long, but I want you to get a little flavor of it. These are my boys, the Revivo Project, the Shabbat medley. Absolute classics. Like, you know, a lot of these are the kind of more Yemeni classics as well, which I'm a big fan of.
אם כתב לו בדרכו ושיר לו בלבבו חמה שקעה במערב וכבר מאז ערך כוכב מלא שבת עד רצב איש איש באוהליו ובשבת הוא יזמר בחיל ורב
Peace.
בסמי תחת נעליי איתי שמח מקומי פניי מלאכים מעליי את ענת בניגו נשיריי ישראל אחריי
The Revivo Project with their Shabbat medley on TLV1, and of course you're listening to the sounds of Cold Cambridge. Just love that track. And you know what was cool, like some of those Shabbat songs I didn't know, they're not from my tradition, and then like I married my wife who's like father's Yemenite, and like got to hang out with real Yemenite people singing those songs, and I knew them right then because I knew them from like the Revivo Project, and they're like, wow, you really know your stuff, and I'm like, yeah, of course, bro. So yeah, Tune Revivo Project, definitely they've been a big part of my decade. Like I could have put a lot more Revivo songs in here, but like, you know, I did try to keep this like firstly one song per year, and also like no more than one song per artist, but you know, this decade was so big for Omer Adam, I couldn't leave him out for 2013. And like, you know, Pride is a big deal in Tel Aviv, like the Pride Parade, and this line of parties called Arisa, basically they were, you know, trying to support the LGBT community, like within Jews of like Middle Eastern background more, where, you know, it's a society that is a bit more, you know, these are generalizations, stereotypes, right? But this is why they did it, you know, seen as a bit more kind of macho and less accepting. And the, you know, Arisa set up a line of Mizrahi parties for the LGBT community. And then they decided for Pride, they were going to get like famous Mizrahi singers to do a song for Pride, and like, you know, if you see the singers doing, you like the singer, then you know, well, it's obviously cool, right? And in 2013, the best decision they ever made, they asked Omer Adam to do it, and he put out a song that became an anthem. That's the only way to describe it. It's arguably the song of the decade, actually. Like everywhere, like I always, you know, when I was doing music for my tourists as well, would always get this one on. You know, it's got everything. It's got like the dance rhythm, it's got the Middle Eastern sound, it's got like some really bad heavy accented English, it's got hilarious lyrics, it's just very, very fun and very, very catchy, and it's about the city I made my home. You know, I'm sure you know this track, but for me this is what 2013 was all about. This is Omer Adam with Tel Aviv. And let's not forget the Shalom Aleichem sample at the beginning as well, right?
מרגישה שנפתח לה מזל, פגשה אחד גבר גבר ורז'ל, והיא תלחש לו, מה היא תלחש לו, קח אותי על הגמל. I'm your beauty, you're my beast, welcome to the Middle East. תל אביב יא חביבי, תל אביב, תסתכל כמה לירדי מסביב, עושים לי היי היי בלילה וואי וואי, וסחתן על תל אביב. תל אביב יא חביבי, תל אביב, תסתכל כמה לירדי מסביב, עושים לי היי היי בלילה וואי וואי, וסחתן על תל אביב. זורחת שמש בעיר הלבנה, ונועצים בו מבט מכל פינה, והיא יודעת מה היא יודעת, הוא
תברח לה עוד שנייה.
This is TLV1 and that was Tel Aviv. You're listening to the sounds of Cole Cambridge with DJ Antiphasis. Going through the highlights of my Aliyah decade, really reminiscing, like, these are songs that really, like, meant a lot to me. You know, like, a song can really bring a lot of memories, and I remember going hard to that one. Yeah, Omer, legend. 2014, we're moving on, and... like, it was, you know, this was a time of big changes. Like, I'd left the corporate world. Like, you know, I'd kind of started studying to be a tour guide. I was still, like, dabbling with stuff from that corporate world. And then 2014, I qualified. It was also the year of Tsul Keitan, of Protective Edge. Not a very good time to have qualified, to be honest. Not a lot of work. A lot of time to listen to music. And, of course, by now, TLV1, we're back, like, you know, been back for a year. I'm getting really into the tunes. And the summer of 2014, in addition to the air raid sirens, there was this one song that was everywhere. And it was by a guy called Per Tassi. I was really happy about him because for a lot of people, this was the first they'd heard of him. But like, we'd played way back when like I was still in Cambridge, we'd played like some of his stuff. And like, he disappeared. He wasn't a big success. And he came back so strong with a track that was just everywhere. It just captured, I think, the essence of, like, you know, these young single Tel Aviv people, like, you know, one night stands, having fun in the city. And it just caught. And it's called Derech HaShalom, which translates as the way of peace, but it's nothing to do with peace. It's the name of a famous road that leads into Tel Aviv, basically. It's by the Azrieli Towers. Yeah, it's just this song was just amazing. I can't really explain why, but it's just like touched the nerve, I think, with everyone. Just the melody, the lyrics were fun. It was just a great summer track, and great to have Per come back strong with it. So it's gonna take you guys back to 2014. My main man Per Tassi, Derech HaShalom.
תל אביב לפני חצות, הרוח לא רוצה לנשור, והלחות לא מרפא אותי חונקת בבית קפה בין השכונות. עוד לא קיבלו את האורות, על כיסא ישן לבדי יושבת, אני לא בטוח מה לומר, אם כדאי בכלל לגשת. לסגת ורוח באה מן הים היא משליחה מבט קטן אותי מזמינה לשבת היא מזמינה הפוך לשנינו ורק מתלוננת על החום איזה חום אולי נזוז שואלת כמה בדירה סחורה ממש קרוב לדרך השלום נזמין חשבון הלילה לא הולכים לישון בתל אביב אחרי חצות עולים בחדר מדרגות מוציא המפתחות פותח הדלת שולחן קטן שתי קורסות שואלת מה תרצה לשתות אני מרגיש ממש כמו דמות מסרט שתי כוסות על השולחן והיא מוזגת ומוזגת אותי גומרת פותחת עוד יין לבן זורקת לי חיוך קטן לאט ללב שלי נכנסת היא מזמינה הפוך לשנינו ורק מתלוננת על החום איזה חום אולי נזוז שואלת קרה בדירה סחורה ממש קרוב לדרך השלום נזמין חשבון בין כל מה שקורה בינינו מדליקה מזגן בגלל החום איזה חום אולי נלך לחדר אם אתה נזוז שואלת קרה בדירה סחורה ממש קרוב לדרך השלום נזמין חשבון בין כל מה שקורה בינינו את מדליקה מזגן בגלל החום איזה חום אולי נלך לחדר אם אתה רוצה אתה יכול להישאר פה גם לישון איזה לישון הלילה לא
It's TLV1. That was Per Tassi here on Cold Cambridge on the 10-year anniversary special. I also love the fact that he's got his head, you know. I don't know what that made that track such a banger, but it really, really was absolutely amazing. By the way, don't want to forget our birthday shout outs for patrons at Alan B level above. You get a special birthday shout out in your birthday month, and this month we got our main man Jeremy celebrating his birthday, so big up yourself Jeremy, much mazal tov, and thanks very much for your support, really appreciate it. So the next track, I don't know to what extent it was a massive hit in Israel. I don't even know if it was a single release. It was more of like it may have just have been on the album, but this track became quite important personally because I liked it, and somehow it ended up on a playlist that I put together for a road trip I was doing with my wife when we were traveling. And it's by a woman called Aiden Ben Zaken. It's off her debut album, and she's of course coming real strong right now. She's like the hottest, like, you know, she's like the new wave of Mizrahi music. She's like the female, like, leader of the pack right now, and it was clear from that first album that she was going to be that way. She, you know, and what I liked about this song, you know, it's called Shikurim Mi Ahava, and it, you know, Drunk from Love, and you think, okay, it's another love song, and you know, it's connected to love. But you hear a lot of what she's talking about is she's talking about like the desire of Israelis to come home. Like you travel around the world, but at the end of the day, you want to come home. And there was something about the fact that, you know, we were traveling, we're having a great time. We're down in South Africa. Big up all my people in South Africa. Great hosts, actually. We did a Cold Cambridge, like some DJing, I did some rapping, did some other stuff while I was there for the Jewish community. and we were having a great time. But like, we knew we wanted to come home, and somehow this song kind of connected with that and just got on very heavy rotation. I mean, it's a great track anyway. So enough talking. This is Aiden Benzaken, my track for 2015, Shikowimiava Drunk From Love. TLV1, Sounds of Cold Cambridge, and our 10-year anniversary special. I'm DJ Antithesis. Love that track. Such a banger. Love Eden. Moving into 2016, I've been a big fan of Subliminal since he first started coming out with his Zionist rap around the year. It would have been around 2000, something like that, 2000, 2001. And then he kind of fell off a little bit. No offense, Sub, he's been on the show, like the guy. There was this period, around the time when I moved here, where he was putting out stuff that I just wasn't feeling, just didn't feel good. It felt like he was trying to be something. It wasn't quite working. And then 2016 happened, and he dropped this single, Sever L'Chaim, which I loved so much. For like, I got told off in the studio. I was blasting it too loud and shouting too much. that it was causing too much noise for the studio next door. That's quite an achievement. What do I love about this track? I love that it's got all these different musical styles. It's got rap. It's got some sort of Indian vibe. It's got a Middle Eastern vibe. It's got a kind of Hasidic vibe in it as well. He's used quoting from the Shema, right? I mean, it's a celebration as well of joy, of happiness, of diversity and positive message. I really feel like Sabino, he does that a lot. He tries to put out these positive messages, you know what I mean? And I like that about him. It's just great fun track, you know. Again, it's something that you know how I know when a track's good. It's sometimes I'll put this on for a bus of tourists and they don't understand a word of Hebrew, but they're loving it, you know, because great music can cross those boundaries, you know, even if the lyrics you don't necessarily understand. So I could not let 2016 go by without playing you this song. I'll try not to get in trouble in the studio. We are back in the studio now, by the way, first time since this whole craziness kicked off. So great to be back in here and keeping things very clean. Of course, we're going to add some colour to your lives. This is Subliminal with Tseva Lachayim.
לומר תודה לאל על כל מה שנתן לי בית ואישה, ילדים ושמחה, משפחה, מוזיקה, כל מה שקרה לי מהשנייה הראשונה עומד על הבמה לחבק באהבה את כל אותם אנשים שעושים אותי שמח, מרימים את האווירה אני מודה לאלוהים שנתן לי את הכלים לדלג מעל קשיים ולדבר לנשמה, אז מה? צבע לחיים, תן ים, תן ליהנות בחול מהכחול והלבן כן, כאן העתיק עם החדש והמגניב כולם ידיים, תעביר ירושלים, תל אביב וואלה, שימו לי, שימו לי, שימו לי, שימו לי, שימו לי DJ שפוגע לא הולכים לישון הלילה יום, הולכים להשתגע סב יודע מה יקרום להם לנענע להורמון לבעבע, לדמיון לתעתע מזעזע וואלה! ביי, 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 ביי הם באים על הלילה, לילה, לילה לא זה לא כדאי, די, 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 די אלוהי שומר עליי ועליי
Subliminal with Tseva Lachayim. I couldn't let this decade go by without mentioning a very special duo, right? Static and Ben-El. I mean, these guys really came strong these past 10 years. And they had a lot of hits over the past decade. But I think there was one that was, you know, bigger than most. I mean, even made it outside of Israel, particularly in Brazil, I guess. Reasons for that. And that is Tudo Bom, which is Portuguese for It's All Good. And I love these guys. They're just so fun. They got banging beats. They're fusing all sorts of styles. I could have chosen all sorts of songs for all sorts of years, but I felt like this was... I had to do this one. This is my song for 2017. Static and Benel, Tudo Bom. Definitely turn this one up.
חריף איתך כמו קייפיריניה קאצ'יניה, את לוקה בואי נסתום לכולם את הבוקה אם חשבת שאני מברזיל אז איך זה שאת כל הגוף צבע מוקה יד אחת עם הקוס באוויר לחיים, סלוט, צ'ירס זו העיר שכדאי להכיר ואם כבר הכרתם תתחילו לשיר
אוי תל אביב כמה הכל יפה לך לא סתם אומרים יגע שמח לבב ונוש היום חוגגים כמו באמצע הפבלה
אצלנו אומרים שבסדר
בטח הקצב גרם לך לבוא שתגידי שלא תני לי שנייה תקן לך אותו הגוף שלה גם בדאבי בתוק עדיין יהיה פה אסון היא לא מצרפת אז תגידי לי את איך אכלת לי את הקורסון
ההבדל בינך לכל היתר בלילות את חוגגת בסתר תל אביב ישראל ומעבר תודו פה הכל בסדר
אוי תל אביב כמה הכל יפה לך לא סתם אומרים יניה שמח לבב
Isso não combina com você. Me dá samba.
יש מות עליה שסירבה לכולם פה
יש מות עליו שאף אחד לא אמרה לו לא
יש מצב יקרה אם רק תהיה איתה ישיר
יש מצב יקרה אם אתה יודע איך לשיר
Tudo Bom, you know what I mean? Whenever you're feeling down, you just put that track on and then suddenly everything's all right, you get me? Amazing, amazing. Yeah, of course, on Cold Cambridge with DJ Antithesis, 10-year Aliyahversary special. I'm going to be a bit controversial for 2018. You know, 2018 was the year Israel won the Eurovision for the first time in ages. And like, for the country, that was the year of Toy, right? And Toy's a banger, right? I like Toy, but... For me, 2018 was about a different track. It was about two artists, one of whom had been around a few years here and there, but not really making a huge splash. Another who was really just coming through, coming together in two different languages and making a track that I just loved, still love. Artists, of course, Itai Levy, and Stefan Nagar, two very different styles as well, like more Middle Eastern sound from Itai, more kind of, I know, pop, just general pop from Stefan. And you know, they've gone on to massive things, both of them, since this song. When this song came out, like, they weren't really well known, and they've both gone on to absolutely massive things. This is where it all began, and we knew it from the beginning. We played this, of course, on Cold Cambridge as soon as it was out. Also, like a trend, we saw like French appearing more, I think to do with the big French aliyah that happened this decade in like popular music. But this track is called Maman, which is French for mother. And Itai, and of course, it's only in Israel do you get all these songs dedicated to mums as well, like some sort of Jewish issue there. We love our mums. But here are the lads, and it's a fantastic, fantastic track. This is for 2018, Maman.
זכיתי ממו שלי
שבוע סטר הפון
כל מה שעשית תמיד היה בשבילי
די לב let's get it maman j'ai grandi j'étais tout petit tu m'as tout donné j'ai avancé l'espoir j'ai tout fait parce que j'ai joué quand j'ai dit danser papa est inquiet Tu pensais qu'il allait chanter Mauvaise note à l'école, où est ton métier Des cahiers, pas les prendre, tu n'as rien touché Va travailler Pourquoi tu fais ça, je t'ai bien éduqué En garçon, t'es vide ou des difficultés Pas très facile de faire des choses non aimées
Ça fait des mamans chez lui Quand ma chère assis, t'as mis d'aïa bichvili Et t'as mis d'abché, il y a quoi T'as mis de la coume, l'olé
Des jaloux, nous on travaille donc tout ça y'a pas chez nous. Les couteaux dans le dos et la haine surtout. Je peux te garantir que ça y'a pas chez nous. Oui, ça me fait mal. Je suis dans la salle. Laisse-moi quand je pars. Ok, ça y est, moi je m'en vais. Mon frère, tu m'as blessé. Pourquoi tu m'as laissé? Allez, toi aussi.
Maman chérie, Kol ma she'asit tamid haya bishvili. איך תמיד דאג שיהיה לי הכל תמיד לקום לא ליפול אך יממו שלי נתת לי כבר את כל הלב שלך, הלב שלך אמא, אמא, אחי, אמא הובלת אותי קדימה נתת לי כבר את כל הלב שלך, הלב שלך זכיתי ממו שלי כל מה שעשית תמיד היה בשבילי איך תמיד דעת שיהיה לי הכל תמיד לקום לא ליפול אחי, הממו שלי
Maman, c'est pour toi. That is Itai Levy and Stéphane Lagarde with Maman. Absolutely, absolutely love that track. Love what they're doing there. This is, of course, Radio TLV1. You're listening to the sounds of Cold Cambridge as we go and celebrate my 10 years in Israel. I'm DJ Antiphasis. And like, I hope you're enjoying this. It's a bit different from our normal shows, but I hope it's nice for you. It's, for me, it's like, it's, I'm getting very emotional here in the studio. First, it's amazing to be back in the studio. And secondly, it's just like, taking me back 10 crazy years it's been. Like 10 amazing years, but like crazy. You know, the songs, they bring back memories. 2019. And, you know, I made a bit of a joke of this young lady when she first came out. Because, I mean, the videos she was putting out for a 14-year-old were frankly a little bit racy. But you know, she obviously was doing something right because she has become a phenomenon. She is like the biggest pop star. I'm talking general pop in Israel right now. She tore up the Yom HaTzmaut celebrations this year. And I'm talking about a young lady called Noah Kirill. And everything she does turns into a banger. But this track that she put out last year is produced by Geordie, who does a lot of work with Static and Ben L. I just loved it. It was kind of like this kind of trap influence, but mixed with Middle East. And, you know, it's just a, you know, it's just like with a lot of the songs I played today, it's like, you know, you hear it and you know that this is a hit. And I got this one on heavy rotation still, and my daughter absolutely loves it. And, you know, if my daughter loves it, it must be good. So this is my song for 2019. It's called Pouch, and it's by Noah Kirill.
בוא, זה אתה שרצית לבוא אם כבר הגעת לפה, תגיד איך הגעת לפה כולן ידעות אני רקסי אין לי עצור, אני ברקסים נו, קילה, קיפי, פילה, מאמי, אין לי אקסים בוא לי, בוא לי, יאללה לב עושה לי סניפים, 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 לא כואב אסור, תגיד לי מה אני אג כבר עשית לו מדורג ווואי לי, ווואי לי, ווואי לי, לא סורף עושה תמיד עיניים למי שמסתכל תשמור על הידיים, אתה קצת מתבלבל תודה על העניין ולכל מי ששואל זה רק אני הפאוץ' והאחו של ישראל אמרתי לו בוא נירגע, אמרתי לו בוא תירגע חבל אתה סתם תיפגע, תבין אתה סתם תיפגע נפגשנו ולא במקרה, שואל שאלות זה כזה נו, קילה, מה הגילה? מרוב שאלות כבר נהיה לי פירה בלי, בלי, על הלב עושה לי סנפים, 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 לא כואב אסור, תגיד לי מה אני אג כבר עשית את המדורק ווואי לי, ווואי לי, ווואי לי, לא סורף עושה תמיד עיניים למי שמסתכל תשמור על הידיים, אתה קצת מתבלבל תודה על העניין ולכל מי ששואל זה רק אני הפאוץ' והאחו של ישראל
Yo, 2019 Noah Kirill with Pouch. We come to the end of the road almost, right? We're, you know, got to do a song for 2020, I guess. It wasn't easy to choose a song for 2020 because it's been fewer songs that stand out. I mean, you know, we've got a selection. Also, we're halfway through the year, so there's a long way to go. But yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. I want to say thank you for indulging me on this trip down memory lane. Like, it's been an amazing journey this past 10 years. Like, I've been through a lot of amazing highs, some lows too, some difficult times. I mean, you know, like, I've had some major kind of conflagrations with Gaza and stuff. You know, I came here as a young single man. I now got a family. It's pretty crazy thinking about everything that's been going on these past 10 years. Yeah, just getting a little emotional right here in the studio. Sorry, guys. But yeah, it's and it's been great to have Cole Cambridge being part of that journey for, you know, so many years of that decade. And thanks for being with me on that. And, you know, I just got to mention it again. We now are relying on your support. So if you haven't become a patron yet, there's all sorts of cool benefits. There's all sorts of levels for every budget. Just go onto colecambridge.com and, you know, right there on the homepage, there's a little button. about becoming a patron. You can find all about it. It's also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/goldcambridge. Another huge thank you to all the many people who've become patrons. I really can't thank you enough. It just warms the heart. Yeah, I think 2020, right? I've got to leave you with something. And if there's one song I've had on rotation more than others this year, it's by a very talented young lady called Edina Len, who was going to be representing Israel in the Eurovision this year. Didn't work out, obviously, so she'll be with us next year. But I think, you know, she's got some talent. She's got a way to go, irrespective of the Eurovision. This was going to be the track that could maybe have won the Eurovision again for Israel. Who knows? We'll find out next year what she manages to do. But this is my song for 2020 so far. Feke Libi. A little bit of Amharic for you, because of course she's of Ethiopian heritage. And we'll be back next month with a more traditional show with all the big hits. We've got them coming, don't worry, we've been putting them to the side. You're not going to miss out on anything. Of course our patrons are getting a little bit more stuff behind the scenes too. Wishing you guys a great month, and here's to another 10 years of living in Israel. See you with my reminiscence in 2030 again, huh? Peace, we out.
Could it be?